It could have happened worse, the worst stuff. Like, oh my god.
So yeah, when, like, the moment something real happens, I'll step in and, like, shut it down. But, like, again, that's the worst that's happened. So it's just, like, whatever.
Yeah, you didn't need moderation anymore, right?
We don't. So we really don't. We're retired. We're done. It's over. But if the worst is... that birds are capable of is posting pony porn, I'm good. I'm not needed here anymore.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
But now the question is how long till the admins come back?
Maybe not until we're necessary.
Oh, God. But I loved being an admin. It was such a, made me all warm and fuzzy on the inside.
To be the most, to have the most, like, unnecessary job in the world.
Exactly.
Maybe I'll just shift you guys over to Merp Crew, because, like, that's where attention is needed constantly. The difference between Sergals and birds is night and day. No, Merp Crew would be like the Vietnam War in comparison for bird adminship.
So you can't win the war. You already put Agent Orange on them.
No, but that is the next step.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I do find it interesting how whenever you take any type of leadership, rule enforcement, etc., out of the picture, somehow brony porn shows up. Somehow. I don't know why. I don't know what these mother cluckers live under rocks or something, but it just shows up. And next thing you see, pony dick. What the fuck?
Well,
seriously.
Look at it this way. Again, in comparison, the moment, like, the adminship takes a step away from Merp Crew, it becomes like alt-right bullshit up in there. Like, any place without adminship turns into, like, memes and shitposting spam.
Except in Birdania.
Yeah, birds are socialists.
Yeah, we very much are.
How do you say this? Ich komme gleich wieder, ich brauche einen Tic-Tac.
Okay, have fun with your TikTok.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Horribly, I'm sure.
I could understand you, though.
Oh, yay!
How long did you practice that sentence?
That literally just there. I just pulled up, like, Google Translate.
So is that product placement now? Do we get sponsored by TikTok? I just brush my teeth if I need a fresh breath.
Your beak has teeth?
Pardon. So, I was at, I'm brushing my beak when I have bad breath.
Hey, that's a product for you, beak polish.
Oh, yeah.
When your beak is looking dull, shine it up a little bit.
Yeah, like the stuff you have for shoes.
So, what are we drinking this week?
The first one is homemade spiked pink lemonade, which I will be having later in the show. So if you see me suddenly fall out of my chair for good, you know what happened.
Okie dokie.
But but the drink I will be starting out with is the drink that had by far the best furry commercials I've ever seen from that interesting country known as France.
And it's called
Orangina.
But Orangina does not contain alcohol.
No, it doesn't, but...
He's going to be mixing them.
Yes, I will be doctoring this up to an acceptable level of alcoholic greatness momentarily. It's just when I saw that much...
Orangina?
When I saw tequila. That much basically diet furry porn on TV, I was like, I had to try this.
You just need Orangina, tequila, and a little bit of grenadine, and then you got yourself a tequila sunrise.
I hope you have the version.
Holy shit, this actually is not bad.
I hope you have the original version from France, because that's the best one you can get.
Yes, this is imported from France.
Oh, cool. Then you have the best version. Do you drink it from a can or from a bottle?
Glass bottle.
Oh, that's good too.
Partially produced with genetic engineering.
Sweet. So, GMOs are awesome.
Today, I drink banana bread beer from what's the company? Wells, from Wells. And there was one of the bottles. That bottle is practically a leftover from my London trip.
So yeah, let's get this show on the road, as they would say, right?
What are you drinking, Cor? Wait, coffee with Kahula?
No, that was 2 weeks ago. This week I'm just drinking coffee. I'm trying to give my system a little bit of a break. The waking up and drinking thing is not as easy as it sounds.
Why? I do it. What are you saying? Griffins are just better alcoholics?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
They have more body mass, and they have mammal organs, and yeah, I think they can. They are better with alcohol in comparison.
Finally, something Griffins are better at that you both admit to. It's amazing.
Alcoholism?
Yes. I'll take what I can get.
Like BoJack Horseman.
No, you see, what had happened was I bought myself some Henry's hard orange soda because that stuff is delicious. Right. And then I got on and I started playing Ark last night and I just kind of went through the entire six pack.
Really? So
I had booze for this show and it was a bitch beer. And I was going to let Storm actually, like, you know, tease me for getting a bitch beer for once. And then I drank it all.
Which makes you a
addict to Ark.
A bitch beer.
It makes me a bitch beer.
It makes you a bitch if you drink the bitch beer. So congratulations, Corey. You are now one of us.
So what was the name
of in the past, it's Henry's orange. It's Henry's hard orange soda. And I've said in the past, bitch beers are fucking delicious. But they're still bitch beers.
You gave me a ration of shit over it every time I go to drink one.
Yeah, I know. But I still say they're good.
Double standard living mother clucker.
Right, this is episode 23 of Bird Life. I'm Cor.
I'm Fleeks.
And I'm Storm, the bird kitty thing.
No, he's Storm. Wait.
No, what? Yeah, this is fun.
So on April Fool's, I tell the truth and everyone gets confused. I love it. It's like opposite day.
That makes it not opposite day, which makes it opposite day, which makes it not opposite day, which makes it... paradox.
Oh, God. Yeah, Griffins are... the Griffin created a paradox.
Ravens,
it was nice to meet you.
Ravens who deal in quantum mechanics can't deal with paradoxi.
Ask your doctor if Griffin is right for you.
1 out of 10 doctors say no. Which means the other 9 said yes. Wait, that joke didn't work.
You want to say 11 out of 10.
11 out of 10 say no.
Okay, what's going on today? Really, what's going on today?
Cor is like half asleep. He's not doing too well. And he's talking about himself in the third person, which is really weird.
For me, I'm talking to a bunch of drunk avian bastards, and then after that, I get to clean my nest. Doesn't that sound fun?
Hooray!
Hooray! Cleaning nests, yay.
Spring cleaning.
The only thing that's more fun is doing the dishes.
No, I've got a dishwasher for that.
Or vacuum cleaners. I hate vacuum cleaners. Have I told you guys, like, I don't like vacuum cleaners. Like, I can do any other household chore except vacuuming. I hate it.
What? That's like the last thing you're doing, and then you're feeling, like, free, you know?
It's like, loud like and it's honestly like terrifying in a way.
Are you a cat?
No.
I don't like vacuum cleaners much either, but I'd rather have a clean nest, so I power through it.
No, see, here's what happened. Like my mom, like when I was a kid, like I was like playing with a vacuum cleaner. I just like left it on and I was like playing around with it and stuff. And my mom comes into the house and like she sees that I've just left this vacuum cleaner just on, and she like tears into me. Like she gets after me like really bad. And she's like, "You can explode and shrapnel will go everywhere and you could get hurt." And like, I don't know why, but that created like some like deep-seated trauma in the back of my mind where now I think that all vacuum cleaners are these like improvised explosive devices just ready to go off at any minute. And I'm terrified of them.
I never heard about an exploding vacuum cleaner, at least not in one you're using at home.
Exactly. Well,
I mean, the motor can overheat if you run it too long, but most modern vacuum cleaners have a safety sensor that just shuts them off. Unless you get a Kirby, you can kill
people with Kirbys. You're talking about, like, you know, I was, like, probably six when this, like, deep-seated fear of vacuum cleaners was implanted into my head.
Are you trying to say that logic was not fully implanted at six yet?
Exactly. Someone tells me something's going to explode and kill me, I'm going to think, oh my god, it's going to explode and kill me.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, I had something crazy happen to me last night.
Okay.
My loving best friend and roommate ran his electric car out of energy.
So what do you do when that happens? Is there like a portable solar panel thing that you like pop out and you take to him and like charge up for 5 hours?
I have something better. You have one of two choices. You either can do something like that, or if you can't get a charging source, you call a tow truck because literally it's just like you ran out of gas. You're screwed. So I needed to exercise my RV anyways. So I drove my RV over there, which has a generator on board, fired up that generator.
Sweet.
And we sat and chilled, drinking non-alcoholic beverages, if the police are listening, while the car recharged just enough to come home. Talk about the ultimate first world problem.
Yeah, that actually does constitute. Good job. Congratulations on that.
it was so embarrassing. It was funny.
Today's episode is all about bird products. Like, we are going to pretend to be some kind of bird
product. We ain't pretending designer. Nothing. We got sponsorship up in this bitch.
Anyways, we're trying to come up with products that birds need. And actually, we had quite some input from the community, too. So I think we will come up with a lot. So what does the all-day bird need in their life?
That's a good question.
All-day bird need in their life?
What does the everyday bird need, basically? That's the Germanism translated to Americanism.
Well, the first thing I would say is preening accessories. Because while birds are very good at preening themselves with their beaks and whatnot, having some accessories to get to those hard-to-reach places, it's just right, and get the feathers just so, I think would help make all the difference.
So like bird combs, more or less. If you're...
Feather combs?
Feather brushes, whatever.
Yeah,
feather brushes. They would have to be like very soft bristle, but that would be delightful.
Or some strange beak-shaped device from teleshopping.
That you can just stick, like if you don't have a partner that's a bird, you just stick it on their face and suddenly they can preen you.
Though that would take some training, because I imagine it would hurt after a while.
Yeah, like for example, if you find yourself mated to a dragon for whatever reason, you just stick this like beak comb on his face and you can kind of teach him how to preen you.
Oh god, that remembers me of this strange cat thing that was on Kickstarter, I think, or Indiegogo. You know what I mean? There was a silly, there was some silly, silicone made cat tongue like thing with knobs. Where the people, humans can take it in their mouths and then licking their cat practically.
Oh god, yeah, that's so gross.
What?
Don't stick your face that close to cats. Just gonna put that out there. Don't do that.
I'm sorry, but what does someone have to be thinking to even invent a product like that? You're inventing a product to a problem we don't have.
I mean, we are inventing beak protheses right now, so...
Yes, but we're taking care of
maybe guys like us. Maybe guys like us who have a cat podcast.
No. That's just it. If there was, like, a fake, like, beak... Oh, I can now preen my, like... IRL budgie, like with this beak thing. I wouldn't do that. No, no way.
I could see it now. On World's Funniest Home Videos, you got some idiot grandma with a fake beak trying to preen her macaw. Oh, God.
Anyways, next to those. I mean, birds do have more than feathers, and what they also would need is like something for their talons or claws, whatever you have, whatever species of bird you are. So you need stuff like a talon sharpener or
I don't know. or those scrubby brushes that like get rid of dead skin cells. That'd be perfect.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Now, would it just brush off the top layer, or would it also polish like with a little special liquid or something you could get?
You could probably get like an extra like buffer attachment so you can like buff it and then you can like polish it. So your talons would be all like shiny and your entire like, what are they called? Legs, I guess? Bird legs? Your bird legs would be shiny.
Bird legs.
Do they have a special name? No, Core. They're just bird legs.
Yeah, a lot of people are calling the bird legs talons, but that's not true. Both the Germans are doing that because the word for talon and bird feet is pretty much the same. You can use that synonym, you know, synonymly, or is that even a word?
Synonymously?
Synonymously, thank you, Carl.
Oh my god, you're so cute sometimes.
I think in all American schools, we should learn something called German English because it's an art form, I'm telling you.
It's amazing. Oh,
that could go to my head.
No, like, okay, what about... just sidebar really quick. My favorite thing is when he's like trying to think of something, he's like, this remembers me of something instead of reminds me. And that's my favorite. Never change that. Never change that. Keep doing the remembers me.
But now I learned, and now I learned from you. And
yes, but you're not allowed to change it.
So I got a question for you both, for products for birds.
Okay.
What is your opinion on avian goggles as like accessories and stuff? I mean, maybe they've got like a sunglass attachment, maybe not.
Super stylish, always in fashion.
Yeah, and so some birds maybe do have bad eyes, what would be pretty bad for birds, but yeah, they probably need goggles, but since birds do not have ears, they probably need some special system to that they not slip off from their head, the glasses.
I'd say like a strap they can pull taut when they need to keep probably. It on there,
something along those lines. But I imagine that it would really help birds that are into extreme sports but aren't natural divers. Like, for example, if a raven was to approach, like, 20,000 feet and then just dive bomb into, like, you know, the planet, like, trying to keep up with the peregrines and whatnot, I would probably, like, that raven would probably need goggles.
Yeah, otherwise that raven might turn into one of the scenes from Birdania, or Birdemic, I should say, where they turn into a bomb and just explode.
Either that, where it gets all like cartoony and like, you know, the cheeks start flapping like, and like the skin gets pulled back from the face.
Oh god, Core, you made me think of something. Think about it. Bird jetpacks. Thing or not a thing?
For lazy birds, maybe, but generally the usage of...
Again, probably a speed freak thing. For yeah. the peregrine who wants to dive bomb into the earth as fast as they possibly can.
But I think generally jetpacks aren't that cool. I think,
oh, come on. So... I could totally see Kor with a jetpack on going full tilt towards his favorite bag of Cheetos.
I don't like Cheetos. If you're going to make reference like that, say popcorn. It makes more sense. I love popcorn.
Okay, towards his favorite bag of popcorn.
Then. Thank you.
White cheddar popcorns for the infamous. So if you want to send core fan packages, fill them with white cheddar popcorn.
Yeah, fuck packing peanuts. Just don't even bother with those. Just like use white cheddar popcorn as the packing filler. Like that'll make me the happiest bird in the world. I don't even care what you're sending me.
My favorite popcorn would be ranch and kettle corn. So
sorry,
fascinating flavor profile. By fascinating, I mean horrifying and disgusting.
That was a very misplaced shit.
I think you know what I meant, you damn bird brains.
Sure, but it was still hilarious.
It was
ranch and kettle corn. You can omit the shit. Send the shitty version to your local favorite veterinarian.
Okay. Since we are at shit now, bird toilet products. So and now we're coming to bird shampoo. That was suggested by Mel.
Specialized feather shampoo. Ooh.
Yeah. So that I think that's a thing that would come natural, like scented bird shampoo or especially for hoopoes or pheasants, I think it was. I think the bird shampoo scented would come good in society.
Some birds are smellier than others. It's true.
So yeah. Scented or unscented?
Obviously scented. Both.
No, yeah.
I mean, there are some people out there who don't want to have, like, you know, the smelly, you know, fruitiness scents. Just saying.
What about for birds, you know, when nature calls and you don't want to dive bomb a car because you'd rather do it in a civilized fashion, what do you think about having a toilet that washes your bum when you're done?
I think we established before when we were talking about like household appliances and stuff that bidets are just infinitely more awesome than anything else. Like in real life, invest in a bidet. It's worth it.
Yeah, actually Arabic countries always have a hose next to their toilet. They are not using toilet paper.
Paper's very uncivilized.
Yeah, actually... No, I don't want to go into detail. Everybody can think about, but...
Don't put these mental images in your head.
It's not very hygienic to use paper.
It's really not.
So, and actually, humans, the Japanese already have, like, those toilets that are, like, cleaning your butt.
Yeah, but see, in Japan, you actually can go to a public bathroom and know it's clean, or the odds are it's most likely going to be clean. Western countries, it's a gamble.
And now, a really super cringy song for someone who supported the show. Thank you, Regde. And if you want a really cringy song written about you, consider donating to us on patreon.com. This is a super song, but it probably isn't catchy, not a blooper song. I hope it's not too patchy, wrote it in a drunken stupor. For a bird that needs our love, wanna tell him he's a trooper, always going beyond and above. This is our Hooper song, I hope it's kinda catchy, not a Bowser Koopa song. My rhymes barely match it. This is our Hooper song, not a paratrooper song, or my best friend Cooper's song. I write lyrics like a Nikom Pooper song, but it's for a special Hooper song. Reg Day is this Hooper song. This week's episode was brought to you by BeakSheath. BeakSheath, avian oral protection. Give him an experience he'll never forget, without all the pointy bits. Now with flavors like banana, chocolate mint, and pina colada. That's
and
it. That's all
millet.
I have. And millet.
Yeah, you have to be more bird specific. Millets, maggots.
I really never understood the point of
pine.
Pine for the woodpeckers. I never understood the point of flavored condoms. Like, I don't.
You.
Like,
thank you.
What?
Thank you. So, I couldn't agree more.
So flavored condoms. And you, since you're at condoms now, what kind of sexual protection would?
I'm sorry. Flavored condoms for the vagina that has the highest standards.
Well, yeah, because like you don't put it in your mouth. Like, what's the point? Like, I guess if you're, like, giving a stranger a blowjob, but, like, why would you give a stranger a blowjob? Like, even, like, for hookup culture, like, there's still an element of, like, don't do certain things until you know this person's clean. That being one of them.
Yeah, but yeah. Go to any hookup culture or fur con or in general, and you'll see people, they're like, ooh, we just met!
Actually, there are condom fetishes, so maybe for people who have that condom fetish, and then they are like, hey, let's bring a bit of change in our sexual culture. Yay.
Safety and really gets me off.
But yeah, to come back to my question, what kind of sexual protection would birds use if you're thinking like they have cloacas?
So, I mean, we can just straight up rip the running joke of beak sheath for, like, oral protection and stuff like that.
Yeah, but how does the female bird save herself from getting pregnant?
I imagine.
I would think it would be special herbs.
Herbs?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, literally, they eat some special herbs, or they smoke a special joint or something, and that helps keep their eggs from being able to get fertilized.
Uh-huh. So in the real-life equivalent, what special herbs do humans have that would keep us from getting pregnant? None that I can think of.
We don't have any, but this is Bardania, so who says we can't have our people make one?
That sounds like
then
a
then it wouldn't off. Be an herb, it would be a pharmacological thing.
Like some yeah. That sounds a bit like, how's it called, That one
magic tonics.
Magic tonics.
I mean, if you want to be especially sadistic, you can always say when you pop a squat and the egg comes out, you can have breakfast instead of letting it incubate.
That would probably be like the most efficient. But like again, though, like you could just throw the egg away. It's horrible to say, but you could. Like you have that option available to you. You know, it's like honestly. The way birds are, like, they have to have the egg already in production to be fertilized, so you can just breed post-egg laying. Like, after the egg is out of you, have at, until that time of the month comes around again.
Oh, man.
I think breakfast sounds more appealing, but then again, I am a predator, Griff.
It's a little less cannibalistic if you don't eat the egg.
Oh my god.
No, straight up, that would be like, oh, I just made this, now I'm going to eat it. Like, chickens do that. Don't do that, though.
I think they would use something like a sheet between them, because, birds have sex, like, rubbing their cloacas together, and some sheet between them would probably be enough.
Like straight up dental dams kind of thing?
Like a specialized foil, latex foil or something.
How sexy would that be, like, in the moment?
As sexy as condoms, I guess.
To a degree,
hey,
like...
Hold on, sweetheart, let me get my sheet.
Yeah, let me just lay this over your opening here, and then I'll just rub against it. Like, there's still, like, a moment of, like, unsexiness when you're putting on a condom. Like, but you just kind of, like, endure that moment, you know?
So yeah, it's the same with birds then, probably.
That's why, in all seriousness,
equally unflattering. Kind of
I think some kind of pill or herbs would be ideal, because then you don't have to have the unsexiness. And it's humans true. Do have a pill for that. We have birth control pills.
Yes, we have pills. We don't have herbs. That was the question.
Herbs are chemicals. Pills are chemicals. What the hell?
Because you don't find naturally occurring birth control pills. Like, you don't find birth control bilberries growing in the wild. Like, you don't just go up to a bush and like, oh yes, these will prevent you from getting pregnant. It doesn't happen.
Maybe a naturopathic physician would probably give you something like that.
Although, I would say this to any genetic engineers out there who may be listening to our podcast, highly unlikely, but still, if you create a prophylactic berry bush, points to you, dude. Like, that would be awesome. It'd be like a household thing. Like, if you could genetically engineer berries to be like natural prophylactics, like, points. Massive, massive humanitarian Nobel points to you.
Yeah, the problem is most of the substances that are in plants that are like healthy and stuff, they are like in a way too low dose inside those plants. So
exactly, so you need to genetically breed it to be like more potent.
And you need pharmacists who are extracting it.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, I think a pill, like the, how are they called, the pills in English?
We call them pills.
Just pills. Okay, just pills. Okay. If you...
Are you thinking like contraceptive? Is that the word you're looking for?
Yeah, right. Exactly that word was it. And if you... They are made from, I think, synthetically synthesized hormones. So they are not in plants, not really.
Yeah, because they're... I think the... There was this huge trend a few years ago where they were using like bull testosterone in like every like male product ever as like this, sexual energy Taurine, boost kind of thing. Yeah, it was ridiculous. And in drinks too. Like they were putting bull testosterone in drinks. That's kind of where Red Bull came from. Like that was one of the original ingredients, was taurine.
Mm-hmm. It still is.
It's still in Red Bull? I thought like that fad just died out.
I think. No, because it's an original substitute of Red Bull. So, not substitute. You know what I mean.
Wait. So, Red Bull
gives you wings.
Called Red Bull because they have bull semen in it.
Not semen, just the product of testosterone, taurine. So, it's an amino acid that they put in there.
Yeah. So, and it does not do anything according to scientists.
Exactly.
So why would they put it in there if it doesn't do anything?
Because at the time there was like some like very vague research that it may boost like testosterone production. And of course, like every sex company ever like grabbed that information and just ran with it before it was like scientifically proven, before it completed the scientific process. And they just hyped and advertised it like crazy. Which, by the way, is where most, alternative medicines come from. Like, they'll take, like, a piece of information from, like, this back alley piece of research that was done that was never completed, or it was completed and shown to be, like, null and ineffective. But they'll take this information and be like, these are what the scientists don't want you to know. Such and such product causes this. And, like, they just run hog wild with it.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, like seriously, this is just a word of warning to all of our listeners. Do your research before like jumping into like some sort of alternative medication, because most of it is bullshit. Like they did like a case study somewhere and that case study was either never completed or like they just it was found to be like ineffective or false or like so minimal that just didn't matter.
The only thing on taurine is that cats need it. So cats can produce it by themselves. They can synthesize it in their body. And so you have to feed taurine to cats. But we are not cats. We can produce taurine ourselves. So, well, whatever.
Yeah. And, like, taurine is only named taurine because, like, that was where they developed it. Like, they started using, like, you know, bull testosterone to gain it from. It's it's naturally produced by many, many creatures. Like, even I think we produce, like, 0.01% like We produce a very nominal amount of it in ourselves.
Yeah. The scientific name is 2-aminoethansulfonic acids.
Yes. So we went science-y really quickly, but we'll jump back in now. Sorry for the tangent.
So yeah. We are back to our bird products, and somebody else said that birds need tiny bird heads. And that one was food. Food said that.
Of course we need tiny bird hats.
But how would they stay on when you're flying?
Yeah, exactly. We have to figure it out. We are the product designers.
maybe inside the hat there's a little thing, that like a little loop that you can put a couple feathers through that you can tie down so the hat will stay down.
Like hairpins kind of thing, would like feather pins in this case.
Right.
Most hats just stay on through, you know, constant slight pressure. So that would be another way. Or under chin straps.
Yeah, under beak.
Under beak straps.
That would be more akin to like a helmet, though.
Some hats still have the straps underneath, like fishermen's hats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for when there's big gusts of wind when they're out fishing, and their hat blows off, it doesn't blow away.
Or I those know, typical like... cowboy hats always have those, the string thing, the...
Yeah, that and Australian hats, you know, from like those people in the outback, they have strings too. So.
The gaucho hats, yeah.
Would birds, since we're starting to get into fashion and accessories and all that stuff for birds, bird coats for when they're on the ground? What do you think? Yes or no?
Hmm? What was it? I did not understand it.
Birds wearing coats, you know, like decorative designer coats when they're on the ground walking around. Yes or no?
Well, obviously, yes on my part. I wear one all the time. It's very comfy.
Yeah, actually, somebody else said... I can't find it anymore. But somebody else in the bird crew said, like, birds need tiny hoodies.
I'm totally down with it.
Could you see Storm wearing a hoodie?
If he would be a hooded crow, he would become a hooded crow if he would do that.
What about bird cologne?
Same with like the shampoo. Yeah, probably some birds. I don't know how much birds go after smell. I don't know.
Birds don't have the greatest sense of smell. Some do. Some have a really good sense of smell. But birds in the general sense don't have a very good sense of smell.
I heard some birds, like snakes, smell with their tongues. I'm not sure. I don't know if that's true scientifically, but yeah, I heard they can like taste smells.
That's interesting. I know other animals do use their tongue to help supplement their sense of smell, but birds, hey, learn something every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't learn it. Google it. I'm not sure about it. I only read that one or two times, and yeah, it's a while ago.
Got one final question, just regarding this topic. Okay, and I think I know what you're gonna say, but I'm gonna ask anyway. What do you think of scarves as like a fashion accessory?
Again, just like hats, super fashionable.
Yeah. And so, I think birds love to decorate themselves.
So if we established
like scarves.
If we didn't establish anything this episode, we did establish the fact that if you wear a tiny hat, a hoodie, a scarf, and goggles, you are just a fashionista. Baby,
okay.
You are fabulous.
What about shoes?
Bird shoes. Yep, you need to have stylish, like kicks. You gotta have some kicks.
Really?
Air Jordans. bird fashion.
See, that's the one thing I don't know if I'd be cool with, because, I mean, A, if you strictly want it for fashion, fine. But I think that would limit your functionality a bit, especially if you're a traditional bird, having shoes, because you wouldn't be able to grab as easy.
Well, I don't imagine you'd really be doing much flying if you were wearing shoes in the first place. A shoes, hoodie, scarf, and, you know, hat and everything.
Yeah,
you'd probably just be making a social statement.
Yeah.
And then walking, what, using your fwingers to walk with a cane like you're a badass down the street?
No, canes are never fashionable. Never use a cane.
No pimp bird action there?
No.
Okay.
I actually had a last question to you too, and that was like, what kind of products humans have would be like totally useless for birds? Like, for example, straws, because birds can suck, I guess. Because they don't need to, they never needed to suck because they get fed by they don't get milk, so birds don't have milk. Every day we are learning something new.
There's a joke in here somewhere, something about birds sucking milk. There's got to be some material there that I'm just not tapping into.
So instead of a regular straw, maybe it's a straw they can grab and pump.
Or it may be like it has a funneled end where you kind of wedge your beak into it, but you can still open up, like, you know, the tip of your beak, but it creates a seal.
That would be overcomplicated for the purpose.
Not really. You could still make it out of plastic. Like, just literally, you just wedge your beak into the straw itself instead of, you know, clamp your beak around it.
Well, I guess then you could, like, use your beak as straw itself. You know, like just putting your beak in the glass and...
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't know if birds can suck. That's the thing I'm questioning here. I think not.
Well, I have a couple of birds that I can introduce you to that I know suck. And not in the insulting sense.
Insulting sense?
Oh, yeah, like, goodness. Dude, you suck. No, like the physical act of sucking. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, if you look at birds and they drink, they always like putting their beak in the liquids. And then they're throwing their beak up and just gulping it.
Yeah, we need to invent something like a straw, like, except it'd be more like a hummingbird beak kind of thing.
I think a pump was pretty good, like Storm said. Like, just imagine you're pumping your drinks in your mouth.
That takes like a physical action to do that, though. And that's like, that's not conducive to the laziness of the straw.
Then an electric pump. Take an electric pump.
Now you're just making straws super expensive.
Yeah, but I was thinking, you know, you grab for you traditional bird types, you can grab the straw and like there's a spot where you squeeze and the squeezing motion would allow it to pump up the liquid to go down into your beak.
Yeah. But again, adding a physical action to a straw. Not conducive to lazy summertime lounging.
Bird of
I
life.
I suppose.
Talking about straws, yeah. The other thing, because I thought like birds can use straws probably because they have no lips. So the other thing that would probably be, what is absolutely useless would be lip balm, you know?
Would birds even need any sort of like a sunscreen product? We're covered in feathers, and like maybe on like the fleshy part of our nose. That's probably it.
Yeah, probably.
We would need something to keep our beaks and talon nails cut and shaved to a certain length, so that way it doesn't get too long or out of or wacky or grow weird.
So we do have cuddle bones for budgies and stuff like that. Would we just have like a giant in-home cuddle bone for anthrobirds?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe a cuddle bone on the go, which is so you can work on just a little special spot if it's troublesome.
Cuddle go.
Or on a stick. Just put a smaller version on a stick and then you can use that.
Cuddle bone on a stick. Kind of like a hot dog on a stick, except not.
As long as it works.
Oh man, do you can think of any useless products for birds?
Headphones. We probably have to resort to earbuds.
I think headphones are better. Earbuds are, or I don't know.
I don't know. Especially on Storm, headphones would work. I think it just depends on the bird. Especially if you got comfortable.
No, hang on. So you actually have ears on your bird. How would you keep headphones on? Because headphones go over the head and into the ear, like, you know, loop over your ears. But your ears are centered on the top of your head just about. So how would those stay on? Would it be like an under chin sort of headphone? Like you'd wear your headphones upside down?
I think with the right tension, yes. I think maybe the headphones could be positioned correctly and then there's a strap that can keep them in place. I mean, why not if we're doing it for hats?
Okay, I am now currently wearing my headphones upside down.
It works, right?
It does work.
It feels like I have a plastic beard.
It's a very good look for you, Cor. I hear it gets all the hens.
It's also very confusing because I have this like set up in stereo, at least, you know, for the purpose of us talking. And now Storm is on my left side when he was on my right side before. And Fleeks is on my right side when he was on my left. It's discomforting.
See, I've got surround sound action going on, so you guys are on both of my ears.
Stereo.
So, can you remember episode 22 when we played Create a Bird Character or however I called the game? I don't know anymore.
You're asking me to remember a week ago? Dude, like I barely remember last night.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, the point is I had some leftovers and I did not want to let them go to waste.
Okay.
So let's create a bird character that has the following job. Yeah, let's start with the best one. Chancellor of Germany.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
It would have to be an eagle because it was called the Eagle's Nest. We don't have any other choice. That was decided for us.
Yeah, in a way, I have to agree with Corey. It would have to be a form of an eagle.
Well, what kind of eagle?
What was it? Was it a...
A fake, it was a golden eagle.
A golden eagle, okay. Right, golden. Yes. Which, they're surprisingly brown for being gold.
Yeah, but they have, probably have a golden shimmer.
All right, what if we had to pick a second choice if it wasn't an eagle?
Yeah, if it was.
If we pick something other than an eagle, I know, it would be a woodpecker.
Peacock. Wait.
We can't put peacocks in everything. They are already sitting in all our birds.
That's your quote for the episode. Fleeks, we can't put peacocks in everything.
We can't.
No, we do have a griffin in one spot.
Yeah, well, taxi driver.
Griffins are very popular in Germany too for, how are they called? I don't know the English word for that. Yay! So, I hope you make a drinking game for, like, Fleeks don't know the word.
We wouldn't survive the episode.
No, I mean our listeners. So yeah,
they wouldn't survive the episode.
No, I mean the crest. A crest emblem.
Ah, okay.
Arm. A blazon. An estuchezon. I don't know how they just call it. A helmet plate. A heraldic device. A coat of arms. Yeah,
you can tell he googled this just now.
Yeah. I mean, it's adorable, don't get me wrong, a lot of German
German crests, emblems, arms, blazons, and so on.
We love and you too.
So where was I? So I think a sparrow would be a good German chancellor, because sparrows are, we have a lot of sparrows here. I don't know.
Angry beepy birds?
Yeah. Maybe. No, yeah, wait. That's a cliche. I think
which
the
makes it even better.
Okay, let's move on. A bird that is a master thief, like one of those super elegant, they are like diving through lasers and phew and stealing stuff.
So do we want to do super thief or do we want to do like James Bond-esque spy?
No, I wanted to have a thief.
Okay.
The they are cooler than secret agents.
I beg to differ, but okay. Robins. Like the orange-bellied robins? Though, like, I've seen those little dudes do backflips before. Like, it's insane. They'll do, like, little tricks just because they're bored.
Okay, and also they are called robins.
That's true, too.
So you can make a good puns with that. Nice.
I'm inclined to agree with Cor on this one. I think robins would be a good fit.
I think magpies would be good too. I don't know if they would be very elegant, but they're intelligent.
They're very super.
And they're laughing shinies.
Yeah, they're very super
they're
sneaky.
They're assholes.
Magpies aren't assholes.
I love them to death, but they're assholes.
Let's just establish this as a point of fact. Birds are assholes. Oh, it doesn't matter what species of bird it is. It is capable of being a total dick.
Okay, I have to interrupt again.
No, there is no defense for griffins here. Nope. Griffins fall into the asshole category too.
since we are on the topic of asshole birds, I do not know if you read it on my Twitter, but I was like driving home from Berlin to, I wanted to say from Berlin to Germany, now from Berlin to Regensburg to my hometown. Yeah. And yeah. On the way, when I waited in the bus in Berlin, I was sitting on the bench, putting like half a cheeseburger on my lap because I had to check my phone. And suddenly the burger was gone and the crow was like flying away with my burger.
Nice. That burger just got a score. Bird.
What? I just got robbed by a bird. And I was like so I wasn't angry, but I was like, what the fuck?
It's kind of amazing. Like,
I did not even really notice that it was dragged from my leg. I mean, I felt it somehow. I thought it fell down.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, we can be robbed by humans to get angry, but when we're robbed by birds, we don't
question,
care.
The question I have is, how could that bird fly with the half burger, you know?
Very strong. It works out. It lifts.
Okay, yeah, but... Still, I was like, I mean, I'm not angry. I'm more like, wow, that was something. That was something, yeah.
Isn't it amazing? We could be robbed by like birds or squirrels and whatnot, and be like, wow, did that really happen? But if a human robs us, we get all pissed off.
Really?
Anyways,
if a bird stole my wallet, I would probably be a little pissed. If it stole my burger, yeah, I'd be okay. If a human stole my burger, I don't think I'd know how to react if a human stole a half-eaten burger from me. I guess I'd just be like, I guess I'm not eating that burger anymore. I was done with it anyways. Enjoy. Like, that's not a situation. Like, people rob you for your wallet or your phone or whatever. They don't rob you for half of a burger.
Never underestimate the power of a hungry homeless guy.
Yeah. And again, if that happened, like, I'd just be like, I guess I don't have a burger now. Okay. Well, that happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how I would react either. So, anyways, I interrupted my game for that anecdote. And now I want to ask you for a bird character for a newsreader.
Us?
To be honest, the first thing that comes to my mind is a pigeon. I don't know fucking why, but I somehow just imagine a pigeon reading your news. And then for late night, maybe an owl, because species cliches.
I could see the late night thing being
an owl. I can see the owl, yeah, totally.
You want to know what I honestly could see a pigeon being? Seriously? Like a
janitorial staff.
Like, no. A stockbroker. Like they go, like they're on TV and they're giving the pigeon report.
Yeah.
And perfect. And the pigeon's sitting there rattling off reports about how the trash sector's doing. Oh, God, yes. In a nice little suit. Oh, fuck, yes. Totally pigeon.
Yeah, a broker. Oh, my God. A broker pigeon. Totally. Bank. The whole banks are full of pigeons. Because you can't let this raven in the bank. You can't let work like ravens or covets in general in the bank because you would have no money, no coins anymore.
One question. Why pigeons over something a little more elegant and clean like a dove?
I don't know. It just works.
I think you're just obsessed with pigeons.
Just imagine a bird in a suit, a pigeon in a suit. Just imagine that and they are doing broker stuff, whatever it is at Wall Street. I don't know.
Then what would a dove do? Actually, I already know the answer to that. Hair care
products.
That would
be a model, probably a model, because they are like, they would be blue bloods and stuff.
Yeah. A dove would be an exotic dancer.
That again, peacocks.
A fashion model. No, exotic dancer as well as a fashion model.
But to be honest, the whole population of like big cities, I would imagine as pigeons mostly on the street. I don't know, like the who super busy brokers and bankers, and like in Frankfurt or in New York, where you know the skyscrapers are, it would be full of pigeons because they're doing those broker and bank jobs and whatever.
How about politicians? Not high up politicians, but I mean just your general, like,
yeah,
you know, you go to your house floor and, like, you know, the politicians you'd find at like local government.
Griffins.
I think it would be pretty mixed because politics has a, at least in Germany we have more than one party who leads us, and we have like, I think at the moment we have like five parties in our parliament.
Okay, and so let's break it down then. What kind of birds would be Republicans?
Oh, you're talking about U.S. politics.
Ducks.
Ducks.
Again, ducks. And...
but why?
I don't know.
They just they're pissed off at the world. Ducks or penguins.
Goose and swans, maybe.
I can see geese and swans, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe some parrots.
Democrats.
Sparrows and probably magpies and pigeons, but not too much pigeons, but yeah.
And I think sprinkled in the middle would be some griffins between the two.
Libertarians.
Yeah, secretarians?
Libertarians.
Okay. Libertarians. That would be, do you know the bird with... I don't know. I really don't know libertarians.
Libertarian. Penguins.
Why penguins?
Because they're constantly pissed off at the world. And to be a libertarian, you got to be pissed off at the world.
A lot of flightless birds, because they want more rights for flightless birds and more liberty, probably.
So the underdog birds. Okay. All right, yes, this one... Yeah. This one kind of goes for the Germans because our party in this sector isn't all that established, but it exists. The Green Party.
Oh, the Green Party. First of all, I think when it was like created, it was a lot of parrots and pigeons and what birds would be hippies?
Secretary birds, totally.
I could see a secretary bird having like the hippie.
Yeah,
style.
I can see secretary birds too. And what is the Green Party too? I think a lot of birds that are like moving away in the winter, like
migratory.
I
birds?
I just need migratory birds. Like for example, woodpecker. The woodpecker, I do not migrate, but that was a spontaneous idea. Yeah,
so woodpeckers would be part of the Green Party. Okay.
Probably. Especially green woodpeckers.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez. Slow clap. Yeah,
and swallows. Clap. Swallows. For some reason, swallows.
That's great.
Okay.
Yeah, the green...
I've got one more here. So let's flip it. Instead of, you know, designing what bird would go into a job, let's ask... what job would this bird do? Like, let's just do the house sparrow, the really common, like, little brown finch-looking bird.
The house sparrow, the standard sparrow. So I already said he could be the Chancellor of Germany.
Oh, that's what you meant. Okay.
An accountant.
I would think auto mechanic. Not that birds would have money like auto.
Retail.
I say accountant because, you know, something that deals a lot of paperwork. You deal with them all the time. So, you know, someone that processes paperwork.
I say auto mechanic because they're always under my car for some reason. Why are there always house sparrows underneath my car? It makes no sense.
Shadow and safety, I guess. And also, I don't know why, but I can imagine a sparrow working in a shoe shop. Like El Bundy, you know?
Like a cobbler?
Like what?
Like a shoe cobbler?
Like the retail, shoe shop retail.
Oh, okay, like you're Payless.
Okay, no, the last person I would have had was a pizza delivery person, but I think the sparrow would be a good thing for that too.
No, that one would be really good for like, that one I would think pigeon. That I think would fit pigeon perfectly because like when I think pigeon, I don't know why, I don't think very clean. So I think like the like pimple faced teenagers, you know, and the equivalent of a pigeon, like a pimple faced teenager would probably be a pigeon.
Hey, what about vultures?
Oh, no, those would be sanitation department.
Yeah, they would be.
Ugh.
But don't let them work in the
work in the food service industry. No.
No. Wait. In a funeral institution. You know what I mean? Like, no. Don't. An Undertaker. They shouldn't work as Undertaker.
Yeah. The body would conveniently not make it to the coffin.
Or at least it would.
Every service would be a closed casket service.
God.
I just want to see him one last time. He didn't die in that bad of condition. I'm sorry, I can't open the coffin for you. Policies and whatnot.
Oh, God. Okay. That's horrible. All right, our first question today comes from Phoebe. The question is, Bird Life the game. Pick a title and genre and describe the game. Oh, God.
Title, Bird Life the game.
Right. For some reason, I'm just picturing, like, Life, the game, like, where you're in this little car, and you drive around the board map, and you land on certain spaces, and you have kids, and people die, and, like, you have, like, income tax, and I hate that game. Canadians are stupid for giving us that game.
I don't know the game.
I'm sure you do.
That's a real game?
Life? Are you kidding me? You never heard of Life?
About it. No!
Board game?
Yeah!
Oh, the board game, the game of life. Okay.
Okay, yeah, okay. I of course, I've played that fucking game.
Of course, everybody knows that.
Okay,
game.
Yeah.
Bird.life, the game. I would think it would be action/suspense game where you have to go and find the person that stole your eggs. Because they're going to be hatched, and you got to go through and possibly find a mate again to make more eggs, or you got to go and beat up the bird that stole your eggs, and you got to try to survive and learn to fly. So I think it'd be badass.
Okay, I think more of a point and click, like that features core, fleets, and storm, and you can like switch between the different characters to solve different. Different puzzles, and the story is like we want to broadcast, but our broadcast system broke down, and we need to find out how, and then we are going on a real huge adventure with a lot of conspiracies and plots against us, and we are meeting the bird Illuminatis and stuff. Something like that would happen. Like the Maniac Mansion or Day of the Tentacle in that style.
So are you saying it's basically them going into our studio trying to help us get the show going, and they have to explore the studio and go through and
through us as characters.
Just wait until they see the inside of my office. Oh my God!
For example, you as Griffin, you can like easily break stuff. We have different skills. Like I can pack stuff, I guess. And Cor is smarter than each of us because Raven and stuff, and he can like build tiny machines, and he can collect coins or something.
probably just limited to coin collection. I'm not actually that clever.
But you pretend to, and it works out somehow.
I pretend to be smart, therefore I'm smart.
Hey, you're not that clever, but you run the editing department. Hey, explain.
That's how point and clicks work. You don't need to be clever to come to clever solutions.
Grand Theft Beep. I would like to see like a bird variant of Grand Theft Auto. Yeah. Running around this, like, well, flying around, like, you know, a bird city, like, shooting, like, stealing shit, like, doing heists. I could see that being awesome.
Next question is actually a challenge from Soul Ember. The challenge is, I challenge birds to spoonerize their avian sona's name.
Do what?
Do what? What
is spoonerize? I have no fucking idea. I was about to ask you guys. Do you know what spoonerize is?
Soul Ember, challenge to you. Write us and tell us what spoonerizing is.
Wait. I just have it on Wikipedia. A spoonerism is an error in speech or deliberate play on words in which corresponding consonants, vowels, or morphemes are switched between two words in a phrase. Like I think it's like... Siegs Flüttelspeck? I don't know. I don't get it. So please, Soul Ember, explain.
Yeah, tell us what you mean.
Yeah. I did not understand anything. Only slightly. Okay.
So, next question is, what was your best April Fool's joke?
I don't have that many good ones.
Well, you guys have a top favorite?
Not really.
They're
usually just little things. Like,
I never did a really genius April Fool's prank. The only thing I did one time was like telling my mom that the washing machine leaks, and she was fully panicked. And it wasn't even April the 1st because I somehow confused something as a little kid.
So I think the one April Fool's prank that I did do that got the biggest reaction was, like, I had my girlfriend at the time, like a few years back. We decided to do a shotgun, like, not shotgun wedding, but elope kind of thing. Like, we were fake eloping, and her grandpa was, like, about to, like, pull out the shotgun on me. Like, he was ready to hunt me down and pull out the shotgun, and then he kind of like, oh wait, it's April 1st. So other than that, like, the only thing that he was upset about was the fact that I didn't, like, ask permission first. Otherwise, he was totally cool with it.
Oh my god!
For me,
America, Utah.
Yeah. Well, for me,
I don't date Mormons. For the record, there. They're exclusively on my do not boff list.
Are you kidding? You can have all the wives and all the drama.
And all the music and all the
music. Again, one little subsect of the FLDS. And, like, the FLDS is not the major religion here. That's not it.
You can also ride bikes in suits.
And knock on people's doors and be like, hey, I'm here to talk to you about the word of Jesus.
For April Fools, when I was a Grifflet, I decided I was going to make homemade Oreos type things, little cookies with cream in the middle. Well, I ran out of cream, so I decided to use toothpaste instead. And it was this minty toothpaste, and I brought it to school, and the teacher and a bunch of other kids ate it, and they were like, wow, these cookies are amazing. This is the best cream I've ever had. This is the best mint cookies I've ever had. And then the next day, they asked, what was the secret? What was the cream? And it's like, well, I'll go and I'll tell you tomorrow. And the next day I brought the toothpaste in, and my teacher's face turned pure white.
Ugh,
and she was like a look of horror.
That's so gross. It doesn't take a lot of toothpaste to kind of offset your, like, natural flora and fauna. Like, don't swallow toothpaste.
Yeah, it's full of fluorids, and no, don't do that.
Yeah, I would never do it now, ever now, but when I was young, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, yeah. No.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, they all have one little cookie, but my goodness, it was that was probably my best in an unintentional April Fool's joke.
It doesn't sound completely unintentional. It sounds like you kind of knew, like, no, people shouldn't ingest toothpaste, but I'm going to give it to them anyway for April Fools, because you had it in your mind not to talk to them and tell them what it was till the next day.
Yeah, I wasn't an innocent Griffin. I'm not going to go. One final question. This question comes from Churros, and the question is, why is Cass so sexy?
I don't know. I ask because I'm turning.
I haven't had the chance to play through Breath of the Wild yet, and I...
Me neither.
I'll answer this. And here's my answer. Because bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, because bird, and because Venus.
Oh, no. Also, have you noticed Anthroavian porn has also skyrocketed right along with it?
I am totally okay with that.
Problems no one really has.
I only saw the head or a screenshot because I tried to avoid spoilers, so I did not see much. But
here's a game for the birds who are listening. Go to Google, type in avian furry, go to images, and then see how many birds you can name just off of the first page. Like, how many you can recognize. I see Perknex, Glide Osprey, there's a few that I recognize, but I can't remember the name of right now. Anyways, just try that at home. Let us know how many you can recognize off.
Probably some Alki somewhere. Well,
no Falco?
So,
surprisingly, no.
I have one last question to you.
Okay.
Would you rather be a penguin in the desert or be a parrot at the South Pole?
Penguin in the desert.
Oh, that's difficult. Penguins are kind of blubbery, so they would have a really hard time in the desert. But I also hate the cold so much. But being a parrot down in Antarctica or something, that would...
You'd freeze your fucking tails off really quick.
Yeah.
So the question is basically, would I rather die in the desert of dehydration or would I rather freeze to death? And, you know, weirdly enough, I think I'd rather freeze to death. It's a little more peaceful of a way to go. Less suffering.
Yeah, also I think as parrot you can, like, poof a bit up and you can... It's easier to make yourself warm than make yourself cold.
Yeah, but we're talking about how I'm going to die here. So, because both environments just suck.
Yeah, I'd say, but I think I would rather be the parrot at the South Pole. Even I hate cold more than heat. But well, at least I could fly around to make myself warm. And I don't know.
We'd probably just die.
Yeah, we would probably just die, but peaceful and not like dehydrated and. No water.
And sun crispy, yeah.
At least at the South Pole is water. Even salt water. No, oh no, they're even normal. It's even normal water. We are not at the North Pole, so yeah. But don't eat the snow. Don't eat the snow. That's bad for you.
Especially the yellow snow. Avoid the yellow snow.
I don't know how much yellow snow you can find in the South Pole.
Penguins.
Okay.
All right, I think that about wraps it up for this week, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I think you're right.
Thank you so much for joining us. You can catch us on Facebook.com/BirdLifePodcast, Twitter @BirdLifePodcast, and on Telegram, t.me/BirdLife. Remember, the bird is spelled with a U. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, or via the RSS feed. And if you haven't noticed, this is the end of the show. You can go ahead and turn off your podcast app now, because all that's left after this is the outro, the blooper reel, and the part where I say, if you enjoyed this podcast, please consider kissing the bird. If you go to the website, bird.life, and click on the little magpie, its kiss will magically transport you to our Patreon page through the amazing thing known as a hyperlink. But that's not important. What is important is if you donate just $1 a month, you are helping BirdLife keep its servers running. Plus, you also get access to an extra short episode each week where we tell you about birds in the actual news. It's really cool. Thank you, and always be beeping.
Always be beeping.
Beep it up, mother cluckers. It's an order.
It's not their fault. You can't blame them for the choices their parents made. Birds and cats were never meant to be together. Hi, I'm Cor Raven. Will you be an angel for a helpless griffin? Every day, innocent griffins are born due to the negligence of a cat and bird's union. So please, donate to the Griffin Relief Society. For just $6 a month, only 20 cents a day, you'll help provide support for newborn and growing griffins, such as medical care, food, and even education. Your donation will even help provide prophylactics to cats and birds across the nation. Donate and receive a welcome kit with a photo of a griffin who you're helping to support, one who's been given a second chance, thanks to you. There's a griffin who needs your help. Call right now.